Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Can we talk about why you said that As Told by Ginger is black? Because
I agree.
Yeah,
I feel like the way that the mom like
handles things.
Things is like a black mom.
It's not like, okay,
Susie, everything's gonna be fine. She was like, well, you know, that's just how it is.
You know?
Do you remember Doug?
His best friend is black.
Fangirl Central.
Hello, everyone.
It's back in another episode of Fangirl Central. And we have a special guest here.
We do.
She has a podcast of her own all about being a bisexual, all about astrology.
She's an astrology enthusiast.
This is
Ask Her Anything.
By astrology, also known as Sharmi Taylor.
Hey.
Woo! In the house.
I'm so proud and honored to be here.
And she looks beautiful. She has purple nails and she has a pink tank top and she's got blue eyeliner.
Wow, I wore bisexual. The bi flag. Yes. I do it. I accidentally do it all the time.
Yeah,
that's all what the
my
time. Closet
looks it's like. My aesthetic.
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
Pink.
Okay, yeah. So same.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Of course. Yeah. Pink and purple are beautiful colors, and then blue just like puts it all together.
It's really nice. The bi flag's so pretty.
It's so pretty. Yes. I do love the lesbian flag too.
Yeah, the lesbian flag is really beautiful. Like the orange and the pink.
It looks like sunset.
Oh yeah.
It does look like a sunset.
I love the sunset.
Like a queer sunset in the
queer sunset.
Yeah. Is there a flag with like a pale green?
Yeah, I think that's pansexual.
Oh, wow, because I kind of think I am that.
No, I think pansexual is pink, yellow, and blue.
No.
There's pans.
Non-binary is purple, yellow, and black.
Yeah, and pansexual is pink, yellow, and blue. And
pink, yellow, and blue.
Huh.
Okay.
I like the bisexual flag sometimes
a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. Well, out of everything we just named, I do like the bisexual flag.
I'm a little biased, but I do like
biased.
You both are like biased.
Yeah.
We're going to circle back to the astrology because I feel like we have to.
Yeah.
But
we really need to talk
other
about
than
this.
Astrology, like, what are your top obsessions? Like, walk us through them.
Top obsessions. Okay. So I'm going to take you back.
Yes.
When I was a kid in Pennsylvania, me and my sister were the only black girls there. And so there was really nothing to do other than go to Walmart. Like Walmart, the movies, that's it. Yes, that's all you could do.
That's right.
No, that's really true.
And like when you're at Walmart, it's like all these white people are like looking at you. So you don't really want to be there. So me and my sister would like make it a ritual to watch like Disney Channel original movies. And if you're like an OG millennial, mm-hmm. there's like some deep cuts in there. There's really good deep cuts that just spoke to my spirit.
Okay.
Spoke to my spirit.
First of all, were you in like the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's
farm country.
To give some context.
Dairy town.
And okay, so when you say the decoms, because they were really making a lot of decoms like late 90s that I've never seen, but I see them now on Disney Plus, and I'm like, I've heard of these. I remember when they were on at like 4 a.m. like on the guide, but like I've never seen them.
Because I feel like they got like eclipsed by the new DCOMs, and then you would only see like Halloween Town, maybe, or like what are your favorites?
I'm a Scorpio. So there was a TV show back in the day. Somebody's gonna remember this. Back in the day, it was called So Weird. It was so good. It was about this girl that like saw visions of like ghosts and stuff, and she had to like crack the code, and her mom was like on tour on the bus, and she was on the road.
What?
It was so good. It like spoke to my Scorpio spirit, and it kind of scared me at nighttime, but I kind of liked it. I was like, I'm scared. Wait, and then I pray to God, like, God help me, but I also love it.
Oh my God.
It was so good.
It was the Christian shame.
So her mom, was her mom a pop star?
Her mom was like on the road, like a folk singer. Yes.
What? Now Disney shows are so intricate, and they always have been.
Is
this on Disney Plus to watch?
I think it is on Disney Plus because I've heard of it. I did not know the premise at all.
And it's so interesting because they started off with this one girl, and I don't know what happened with her, but something happened, and then halfway through the season, they changed to like her cousin or something like that. Mm. And it turned out it was this girl by the name of Alex Johnson, who was also on Noggin.
Noggin with the little owl.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And she was on a show called Instant Star later on down the road.
Now that sounds familiar.
That's ringing a bell.
Instant Star was so good. It was okay. So these are all like teen shows. They would like deal with stuff that wasn't just like, oh, kids, like, oh, we're fighting in the playground. Like, no, they were like, oh, I have feelings for this guy, but like my friend is really mad at me. Homoerotic. Okay. You know, like all that stuff.
Right.
Instant Star was like one of those Canadian-based TV shows like Degrassi.
Okay,
that was just like all about this girl who wanted to be a pop star, and she was like taken advantage of in the industry. She'd meet like these creepy managers, like she was falling in and out of love, like she had to balance family. It was so good.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And that came on Noggin?
Yeah. Yes.
I loved Noggin. I don't know why. I just feel like the vibes were like,
it was fun.
It was unlike anything else.
I feel like what you're describing, Noggin, I feel like they shifted Noggin to just be like a Nick Jr. Like,
yes.
Because they didn't have all the adult stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
But I did. Now I want to see what Noggin has to offer. But also what we had.
Extinct.
Yeah, I think it's extinct.
But like back when.
Oh, yeah.
Remember,
like
old YouTube first of all, Nickelodeon had Noggin, The Inn, Nick at Night, Endless. Which it was like, for the longest time, I was like, what are they saying?
Yeah.
Nick at Night? What are they saying?
Like, I'm a little too close.
Most of the shows were black. Like,
yes.
On Nick at Night.
And then, do you remember, like, UPN and One Network?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those were super black, too.
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
All these sitcoms, One-on-One. What was the one with
one-on-one.
That dad? That
oh,
was
Flex
so
Washington.
Fucking sexy. Thank you.
It's Flex.
I was like, I want him to be my daddy.
Yes,
he's so hot.
Okay.
He's so sexy.
Do y'all remember Cousin Skeeter?
Yes,
but only, like, so vaguely. Yes. And when I saw that puppet when I was, like, 15, I was like, what is this?
I was like,
somehow
why
does this look
that
familiar?
Puppet.
Because that
I
man, the
him.
Puppet looks exactly like the main character.
Yeah.
And I was like, are they twins? But they're cousins?
But like,
they're, they turned the puppet into a man? Like, I was...
Oh my
Honestly,
God.
Childhood was a fever dream.
It was a fever. If you grew up in the 90s, like, or like early 2000s, it was a fever dream.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of networks were like throwing a bunch of things at the, like at the fan or at the wall, whatever the saying is, and seeing what stuck.
Yeah.
They were just testing a bunch of things out, which was great. It was like amazing. And if you were like in the intersections of being like black, queer, whatever, mm-hmm. you just felt kind of seen. And then I don't know what
it was
happened.
So weird.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Weird.
Like,
so
weird. Like all of the shows are like I was saying, such intricate storylines and like premises. It's like, how did you even think of this and then layer it on top of that?
Yeah.
But it was normal to us. So we were like, yeah, we'll take it.
Yes.
That's why we love fantastical things.
Exactly.
Because of it.
And that's why our like the okay. So I feel like generationally I always get shit for like, are you a millennial? Are you a Gen Z? You're Gen Z, you're millennial. And I'm like, I'm like directly on the cusp. Like I was born in 96. So some people are like, that's the end of millennials. And some people are like, that's the beginning of Gen Z. And so I'm like, I feel like there's a micro generation of like
5 years.
90s babies? Yeah. Like 90s babies who'd like have the same culture, like the culture of going dial up internet and waiting for the internet to dial up so you can play your favorite game, so you can like go on online games, and like the change of like Disney Channel and the change of the brand of Nickelodeon. Yeah. They were throwing things at the wall. We were just like eating it. Okay.
We were the kids.
So
we were like that small era, whatever it is, like I would say 95 to maybe 99, 2000.
What year were you born?
I was born in 91.
Okay. Cause see, I feel like sometimes the unifying thing is the 90s. Yes. Like I feel like it is just if you were born in the 90s, like you just understand like some shit was going on before the millennium.
Yeah. I feel like the 90s babies, they had parents that like were introduced to the internet with them. And then there was a turn where it was like the babies have overlapped you that quickly. Like they're moving too fast with updating things. Right. And now the parents are getting lost. Yes. And so we are really like the technological era.
We are.
Generation, I mean.
We are.
Digital generation. Like, digital we know what girls. We're doing. I mean, I was born in 98, which is like the year Google came out.
Oh.
And so that must have changed the world.
No, it did. Like, Google did. Because before Google, there was something called Ask Jeeves. I don't know if anybody remembers this.
I remember this.
Yes. Ask Jeeves. Like, that's when I would be like, am I gay? Like, what does gay, what are gay people? Where are they? You know, Ask Jeeves was like the shit. But then Google obviously took over.
And So what were the like signifiers of being gay? Like, what were the answers that you got? And like, what were the characters that made you be like,
who let you know? Which characters let you know?
The first thing that pops in my mind is Degrassi, the episode where, why do I want to call her Melanny? That's not her name.
Manny.
Manuela
Santos.
Yes. When she had that G-string, I said, oh my God. A minute now.
Yeah. Me
wait
too.
A damn minute.
I saw that.
Why do I like this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why do I want this? I want to wear it, but I also want to touch it.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't even watch Degrassi, and I came in on Amber watching that, and I was like, that's interesting.
Manny has always confused the hell out of me to this day when I watch it. I'm like, am I attracted to her or do I want to be her? What's going on here?
Both.
It's both.
It's both.
And it can be both.
It can be both.
That's the bisexual experience.
That is the bi experience.
I love Manny. She's so complex and toxic. She goes through a lot.
Complex and toxic.
Like she goes through a lot and she is kind of toxic, but at the same time, she's literally just kind of like trying to be, and everyone's mad at her for that.
And she's confident about it. Like she knows she's a mess. Whereas Emma, she tried to be like this like good girl. And I was like, girl, like come on.
She was like, we must stay in our boxes. Yeah. Where are you going? And it was like, girl, okay.
It's not that deep.
Go pick up the
baby,
beach.
You're 13. Yeah. It's not that deep.
No.
She wants a bra. Lizzie McGuire wants one too.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
Like it was Manny was just trying to grow, and
she was. You know, I just loved her
bumping into things.
Yeah. I did love all the gay storylines on Degrassi too.
Same.
Like
Marco,
Marco, and what was the other? See, I'm not a Degrassi connoisseur, but I do. I have like blips of it in my mind.
Yes. Yeah.
Who was the other one?
Riley.
Riley and
Riley must have been new.
Zane
with Zane.
Zane was hot.
Zane was hot, and this
Riley
is,
and Zane. Okay. Is this new?
So this is season 8. When did you stop?
I stopped after Jimmy stopped being on the show.
Okay, so about season 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, because
his love interest was hot, Zane.
No, I don't like Riley either. Let's pull up a picture of Zane because
I want to Shannon Kuchun. I mean, you have to be hot if your name is Zane. Like, there's getting around
absolutely.
It. Your parents know, like, you're sexy. You're, you're going to be thick. Like
you
you're
are
looking
the chosen
good.
One.
Like, whatever the fairies do in Ella Enchanted, they come. Your wish is that you're hot.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly
what's the child's name, Zane? Zane? You're going to be hot.
I've just guessed. He is South African.
Oh, he got that accent.
And he has an accent.
This was also the bisexual experience because he was gay, and I was like so attracted to him. I've always
this
been attracted to
like
gay men.
Show.
Yes,
And I was like, what's going on with my gender and sexuality?
This is him. Ooh, I like that, like, he, like, kind of, like, looks like he's flipping between multiple, like, styles and genders. Uh-huh. Like, was that kind of androgynous? Like, the androgyny and somebody, like, being confident in it, I'm like,
yes.
Damn.
Yeah, don't pick. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, who? Like, don't pick.
Why must we?
Monday wear this, Tuesday wear this. Like, yeah. I find Monday, it so Monday, sexy. Monday,
like, also, yes, 100%.
Monday, Where'd you go? Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, Adam was the first trans character on any network show.
Period.
And so that was a huge jump. Thanks. Thank you to Degrassi. It was still,
still pretty problematic.
Degrassi is so crazy because.
Wait,
no.
There was a trans character on The L Word. Oh, that's primed. That's like, that was cable. Yeah, that was like premium cable. Yeah. So that's different.
And also the way they treated
that
character.
That was bad.
That was sick.
Uh-oh.
And then in the new one, they were like, oh, sorry, move on. I was like, what? Like Shane like went up to them and they was like, sorry. I was like,
yeah.
Huh?
Oh, Lord. Okay, I haven't gotten into that word.
It was so mean. Ugh. It was so mean. And it was like normalized. Like everybody was like, yeah, this is like, it made me so
I have
angry.
A statement to make.
Make a statement.
I have a PSA.
Yeah.
No new white lesbians.
Thank you. Let's take a moment of silence for that moment. Cause yes.
This is going to be controversial, I feel. But for me, in my homegirls, in my own life, no new white lesbians.
No.
I am not
new white
parasocial
lesbians.
Relationshipping with any new
Thank
white
you.
Lesbians.
Thank you.
Okay.
Say it. Say
I'm saying that. I support that.
I support that heavily.
Okay. I don't know like how this is related. But I just okay.
Gemini.
I just
this is related, okay. Not really, but kind of.
Stop, because I've been looking at Gemini memes that have actually been like so like kind of negative, but like really accurate. And I keep sending them to a man and I go, oh no, it's like, I'm like, who died? And I open it and it's a Gemini meme.
Me being toxic, I was like, no, it's true.
I mean, everybody's toxic in their own way. Geminis are just loud about it.
Yeah. We are. But I was going to say, the shows, the gay representation in shows, where it was like supposed to be good.
Yeah.
So problematic.
Yeah.
One, I didn't like the gay couples in Degrassi. I hated Dylan with Marco.
Oh,
I hated
him.
And I was just like, these two are just together because they're both, they just
the
made
only
two
gay
characters to put in the
characters,
show.
Yeah.
And I hated Dylan. I hated him.
Did
I still
you hate
do.
Dylan?
I hated him because I thought Marco deserved better.
Marco
I did love Marco.
Deserve better.
Marco deserved
was
better.
So beautiful.
And he was a baby.
He was. And I just remember I would get to school early because we didn't have kids because we grew up poor. I would get to school early because they would play Degrassi early in the morning.
Wow.
So I would go to school, get my free breakfast because we were poor. Uh-huh. I would get my free breakfast. I'd eat my bagel. And then I'd turn on the TV and I'd play Degrassi and Marco would come on and something about it just like warmed my heart right before math class.
Precious.
Right before homeroom. And I was like, Marco, I love you. I love you. And then there was also Ellie and I had a crush on her, the redhead.
Me too. She
was
like, hot.
Okay. I got a thing for redhead.
And she was in Schitt's Creek like recently. And I was
Yeah.
Like, why do I have these feelings again?
Oh my God.
These feelings
so
are
cute.
Erupted.
She's so cute.
Yeah.
She's so cute.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she's like adorable.
Yeah, Amber does have a thing for redheads.
Really?
My first American Girl doll was a redhead. I got a white
I don't know
redhead.
Why I thought you were going to say my first American girlfriend was a redhead.
Oh my God. I haven't had one of those
yet. Okay. But Same.
But yeah.
American girlfriend.
I don't know what it is.
Girlfriend. PSA, we three are looking for
our
first American girlfriend.
Although it is clip season, so that might not be the best thing.
Not
but
right
sign
now.
In the DMs.
Yeah, later.
Yeah.
Wait a few months.
Yeah.
But that wasn't even my point. My point was I was watching Moesha and one of the cousins came on and was gay and it was the worst thing they could even think of. Like they were like, I don't remember what his name was. I'm gonna name him Rodney. This is kind of a black name. But they were like, Rodney, no.
not the black side.
No, he's and like then and then they came to him and they were like, Rodney, are you? And he was something like, and they were like, it was like he killed somebody. I
Damn.
Was like, what is this? This was what y'all were growing up with in the 90s.
Yeah.
Like, gay cousins in the 90s were feeling unsafe, but they're like,
I know, with their family.
Like, it was just like, oh, it's so taboo. It still is. Like,
it still is very taboo.
Obviously,
especially
can't say
in
Florida.
Like, you know, little towns and things like that.
Yeah. But for it to be on TV, like, you can't have that storyline on TV now.
Exactly.
Like, that's just not what it would be.
No, exactly. And it would be called out. Yeah.
It would be.
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing?
So I was looking at it and I was like, oh, Lord. I mean, we have come Somewhere.
Not far enough.
Not far enough, but we took a step.
We took steps. There's steps.
Listen how quietly I'm saying.
I know.
Like, I don't feel confident.
There's steps that we made.
Now, I want to know, how did you get into astrology? And like, was it tied to your fangirling? Or like were you always like talking, like trying to identify what a character was to like, describe their...
Yeah, how old were you when you like started to really understand astrology? Yeah,
so I was told that like tarot and witchcraft was of the devil.
Right,
so I was like, no, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get into astrology until like pre-pandemic. A friend of mine sat down with me, and it was like before we had even become friends, she sat down with me and she read my chart and she like put the whole circle together, and she told me things that I had thought of when I was a kid that I had never expressed to anyone out loud before. Uh-huh. Wow. Like, she's like, these things are important to you. These values are important to you. This. I was like, what the heck? How the heck did you? I don't even know you. I don't even know this girl. How did she know this? It was like very specific. So I basically just from there just was like, I need to know all about this. And then that was like in 2018, 2019.
Nice.
And yeah, from there I've been riding the astrology rave ever since then. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we have our astrology mugs in
we
honor
love a fire
of
sign
Charmy.
And an air sign, you guys, just are like the bomb, literally, like a literal bomb. Like it's like fire and air. It's like, boom.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That must be why we're so crazy together.
I love this. I love it.
Cuckoo. We're chaotic.
We actually say keep it chaotic at the end of every episode.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Exactly. That makes sense.
And is purple associated with Gemini? Because
I looked up color theory because I get into my little Scorpio like holes and obsessions.
Yeah.
I think it was green, but I don't know.
Well, I just said pale green earlier today.
You did.
I said green. I want pale green to be in
you
the
You did say pale green.
Green goes very well with purple. It's a very like good, cool, complimentary color.
Yeah, yeah. Like that's, who is that? That's the Hulk?
That is the Hulk. Who is that? That's Invader Zim.
That's
Who's
Invader
that?
Zim. Who's that?
Green people.
Purple.
The girl from Wicked.
Barney.
Oh, the girl from Wicked.
Alphaba.
Alphaba.
That's Alphaba.
Does she wear some purple?
Are her eyes purple?
I don't know.
Girl.
That needs to be unpacked. Maybe we need to talk about Alphaba.
Yeah,
maybe
she Alphaba should wear some
black.
Purple.
Yeah, because she could wear purple.
Alphaba is black now, canon.
Yeah, exactly.
Cynthia Erivo.
Okay, speaking of Alphaba is black, can we talk about why you said pre-recording that As Told by Ginger is black? Because I agree.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, this comes from a TikTok. Somebody said this and I was like, yes. First of all, let's start with the theme
lips.
Song. She has big lips.
And texture in her hair.
I was going for the music. You said the lips. The lips are black. So the theme song, obviously we have the Macy Gray theme song.
Like,
I'm quoting this TikTok, by
that
the way.
That song
by
was
the way.
Just in Starbucks yesterday.
Yeah. Someone was told me the glass of rain. Okay, so that's the start, right? And then the mom, her hair texture is black. Like, if there's no getting around, that's a black woman.
Yeah.
That is a black woman. And also, I feel like the way that the mom, like,
handles
things is like a black mom.
Her
it's not
always
it's not like, okay, Susie, everything's gonna be fine. She was like, well, you know, that's just how it is.
You know?
That's you know what I mean?
That really was a black
thing. That's a black mom thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know. As Told by Ginger is black.
I have to go watch every episode.
Yeah.
I also heard that, do you remember Doug?
Doug, his best friend.
His best friend who's blue? Is he blue?
Thinking that.
He's black.
He's surely black if he's blue. If he's blue, he's black.
If he's blue, he's black. Oh, God.
The Grow Sisters.
They did that so I cannot.
The Grow Sisters from Proud Family. Yeah, they were ashy.
Just horrible.
Yeah.
Like, so black, they're blue.
Just
like,
horrible.
That was colorism.
Colorism. There's so much colorism in Proud Family.
Yeah.
Because what? La Cienega and Penny are pretty.
Right.
Dejanay's annoying,
like, and the undesirable mom. From Sticky.
Yeah.
Right.
Sticky, if you don't show that girl some love.
Yeah.
She loves you.
She loves
you. I know, and she's also like the funniest.
She's
I love you.
Yeah, she's the only one who tells the truth.
She is.
She tells Penny when she's acting crazy.
Yes.
And
she's a really good friend.
Yes. Like, she's like, and
okay,
she's
so what's
on
her
La
sign?
Canada.
Penny's a trash friend.
What's her sign? She's loyal. She tells the truth. I would say she'd have to be like a Sag, like just loyal
Sister
and like
sign.
Very blunt to the point where you're like, you shouldn't have said it like that, but like I'm happy you said it,
yeah,
but the way you said it was kind of rude.
I'm thinking of a Sagittarius who is
thinking,
like that.
I'm thinking of a friend from middle school who is also a Sagittarius,
yeah,
who's like literally exactly like that.
Yes. Is Penny a Leo?
I don't know if Penny's a Leo.
Penny's too, like...
She's too, like...
She's, like...
Yeah.
Stop spreading those rumors around. Stop spreading the lies.
Oh, my goodness. No, what is she? She's just not... She's not, like, bodacious enough.
She's not bodacious.
I'm Penny. I'm proud.
Especially
I'm
Leo kids. Leo kids are like, bam. Okay. Here I am.
Yeah.
She's just not that.
Who is that? Lassianaga?
Maybe Lassianaga. Yeah, because she's, like, annoying. Mm-hmm. Not that Leos are annoying, but...
Yeah, well...
Sorry
well.
To all.
Shawn Mendes is a Leo, not to bring him into this random conversation.
Well, yeah, I could see that.
So is Taika Waititi.
Oh, he is.
Jason Momoa is a triple Leo.
That makes sense.
That does make sense.
It's like too much sweet. You know when you have to
sit down somewhere.
He needs... And Lisa Bonet.
Got to.
She's a Leo?
No. Oh. He's with Lisa Bonet, think she's a Scorpio.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wait, what's your big three? Your
okay,
Scorpio,
so I'm
Gemini.
I'm a Scorpio sun, Gemini rising, Leo moon.
Okay.
Nice. So very loud.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that is a lot.
I love, well, okay, Amber's a Gemini, and one of my other best friends is a Gemini, and my roommate, who's also my best friend, is a triple Scorpio.
Yeah.
So I love Geminis and Scorpios, honestly. And our dad's a Scorpio.
Yeah. You're going to get good conversation, loyalty. There's a lot you get. There's a lot of benefits from having a Scorpio friend. But
that's nice.
Yeah.
Our daddy is loyal.
Yeah.
He is, and he's loud.
He is so loud. I was going to say my big three is Gemini, Virgo, Virgo.
Wait, so you're Gemini sun, Virgo rising, Virgo moon?
Yes.
Oh.
Now, why does everybody do that reaction?
Because I'm thinking thoughts I don't want to say out loud.
Please say them. Please say them. And be so truthful.
Okay, I'm just going to say generally speaking.
Yes.
Virgo moon, they're very hard on themselves, like internally, to the point where you're just like, just put the stuff out there. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be like they're so mean.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Then you do that sometimes.
I do that.
And it does, and I'm sure as a Gemini, it doesn't come off that way. So people are like, oh, she's fine. She's fine.
Yeah.
She's fine. Meanwhile, you're like in your bed, like shivering. Like,
oh my God. Perfect. Oh my God.
I know.
She did this to me like the last time I was.
I know.
And I was like, wait, everything is true.
Oh my God.
That's true.
I know. I feel really, I'm just like,
that's insane.
Take extra time with yourself.
This is what I tell her too, because she's an empath to the point where she like takes on other people's emotions.
Yeah, that's
and I'm like, girl, you need to like let that go.
Yeah, you
guys,
got to.
She's always making sure everyone else is okay.
No, stop immediately. It's not going to help anybody.
Amanda says I'm too nice.
You got to be selfish.
I
lean into the Gemini more.
I feel like I'm in the chair in Get Out.
I know, you're like,
I'm like,
your eyes are,
I'm just like seeing everything. Okay, that makes sense.
Now do me, okay.
Yeah, do
I'm
Amanda.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to expose people.
No,
I'm just like,
self-awareness is the beginning of the journey.
This is healing.
And everybody, all friends listening, I'm going to be selfish and leave me alone.
Yes.
Oh my God. Leave me the fuck alone.
Yes. Lean into the Gemini.
Okay. I'm going to go crazy this summer.
Absolutely. This summer's going to be good.
Okay.
Oh, I can tell.
It's time.
It's time.
Okay, Amanda.
So mine
is your big three?
Aries sun, Scorpio rising, Aquarius moon.
Yes. So I think I already told you this, but like emotionally, it might be harder to like tap into to where things are going. I'm trying to tread lightly because Aquarius moons are really known for just like, no, No, yep. No. Ooh. But the Scorpio rising is yep. like, but the feelings are fucking there. They're yeah. there. They're there.
Yeah.
And the Aries is just like, well, I don't care.
That
don't
is
care.
Amanda.
Yeah. yeah. That and is. I just, yeah.
I have such intense emotions.
I know.
And this ties into like my fangirling because I would hide a lot of it. Like,
really?
Even with the amount that I shared publicly and even with the amount that I shared with Amber.
That's true because I know.
Hid so much of it. I was like, on Tumblr, I would reblog it, no comment, tags this long.
What?
I'm screaming in the tags.
Okay.
I'm saying crazy shit in the tags. I'm like, this man needs to get out of my life. I'm gonna scream until I can't even breathe. Like,
that's 100% true.
So many emotions.
That's true.
All hidden.
Well, Amanda, I didn't know. First of all, I didn't know that you were down that bad about the Sherlock Holmes thing. I didn't know.
Oh, this is about Sherlock Holmes.
No, well, okay, about a lot of things.
But like, in like one of these recordings, she said that she went into the shower and sobbed after Sherlock Holmes died and then like what? Got out and he was alive in the next episode. And I was like, I didn't know my big sister was going through all of that.
Really?
Yeah, I would sob in the shower because the shower was like, it was drowning out my tears.
Yeah, yes. Because I was so yes. loud about when I was crying. Like, yeah. I would sob in front
like,
of
I want people to
everybody.
See.
Yeah. Like, Gemini. I'd be like, I am crying over Degrassi.
Yeah.
Everybody hear what Degrassi yeah. is doing to
Jimmy
me.
Jimmy just got chucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're
going to cry about JT, yes. yes. But like,
JT. Amber's this close to the TV wailing.
Yeah.
And I'm in like, the shower.
That was like a moment.
You wouldn't yeah. know. So there's that. Also, there have been times where I have secretly found Amanda's like Twitters or Tumblrs.
Amber,
or one time.
Oh, that's dangerous.
No, I know. And one time.
Especially for Scorpio placements, not the Twitters.
Right. Yeah. No. And I was like, oh, she's for real just like me. I was like, oh, she's crazy.
She's crazy.
Like my sisters or something.
Yeah,
she's
yeah,
crazy. I noticed. But then that, and then also like, just like away from fandom stuff, Amanda won't let you know that something was upsetting, like bothering yeah. her until it's
Scorpio.
Completely
I know.
Solved. And she's
it's
like,
a problem.
So last month I was in the deepest hole of my life and I almost was just.
Okay, it's so shortened. The time is shortened. It'll be yeah, like it yesterday was the worst day of my life. Like,
yeah.
Instead of
yeah.
like,
okay.
Instead of like 6 months ago, I was going
Growth.
Through
Growth.
It.
Yeah.
It'll be like, yeah, yesterday I was incredibly depressed.
Yeah. Yes. But, and I also think that's growth on her part, but it's also yeah. growth on our sister relationship because
yeah.
it started to become like, we were getting along like in adulthood, like in the beginning of our 20s.
Yeah.
But we were also bickering like sisters
yeah.
and we were also treating each other like sisters, like where we were like, we are sisters and I don't need to explain to you why I'm being such a bitch to you. And you deserve no respect because we're sisters and we're in this for the long haul.
I see.
And so then we were like, okay, but we have such a nice time together. So
yeah.
let's try and like
make it better.
Figure it out.
And
yeah.
like talk to each other when we're having a bad day the way we
yes.
would with a friend.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, okay, Amanda, tell me that this isn't personal.
Right,
you
right.
You are not upset with me personally.
Right.
You are
right.
going through something and I will do the same to you. And that's
yeah.
kind of like how.
That's beautiful.
We're doing great
yeah,
now.
I think astrology honestly does help with that.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
it just
exactly.
gives you tools.
Because
yeah.
it's not personal. Like I remember somebody, we won't talk about the person, but somebody was like in my comments and they were like, oh, like this seems like it's so pointed towards me. And I'm like, it's not personal. It's astrology, baby.
Yeah. yeah.
Like I really don't fuck with the Pisces. It's not yeah. personal.
Yeah.
It's
not
the
stars.
Personal. It's the stars.
Yeah.
It is so
my
not
chart
personal.
Just doesn't
yeah.
really fuck with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking about astrology,
yeah.
since it is so tied into like what you do, you're
yeah.
literally by astrology.
yeah.
That reminds me of that like time when Beyonce was on and Whoopi Goldberg was like, you're Beyonce. And she's like,
yes.
Thank
yes,
you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're by astrology. Thank you. Not me thinking I'm Beyonce.
Okay,
no,
Leo
no, but
honestly,
no, but Leo Moon. I was like,
no.
Give us that.
It is honestly so, it's such an accurate metaphor because you're telling us things and I'm like, oh my God, how did you even, I know you said you got into it like in 2018, but like, how are you so knowledgeable? It's like a second,
yeah.
language. Like you're like, oh, so you're this, you just read us.
Yeah.
Like, and accurately.
And to yeah. put it into other words, how is being a fangirl
Ooh.
Central to your identity?
Ooh, yes. I love it. I guess the first part of the question is like, I am very intuitive. Like
mm-hmm.
I do know things before they happen, which I thought was always like an empath thing or like a child. Like I was like, oh, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I am very intuitive. So when
mm-hmm.
I like get in the room with somebody, I'm like, oh, I feel the energy. And then when they tell me they're like big three, I'm like, Oh, so now I actually can like place it and have language to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in terms of like fangirl and how I'm like, how it's central to my identity, I think we're going to take it deep because I'm a Scorpio and then we're going to bring it up. We're going to give it some levity.
Please.
So as a Scorpio, I grew up super, super Christian and I was kind of drowned with this like organized religion, and I wanted and I needed a way to kind of break out from that and feel like I wasn't so like there were all these rules. Like I couldn't be queer. I couldn't be this. I couldn't be, I couldn't be black. I couldn't be a woman. I couldn't do all these things. And I feel like astrology just gave me the tools to have that spirituality and like ground myself in the stars, the universe, God, all of these things, and connect myself with community while not giving me all these rules and being so accepting of queerness. Like Libra moons, gay placement. That's some gay, that is gay.
Okay.
You know, like literally there's things in my chart that like represent how queer I am. And I just think that's like so fascinating.
Yeah.
It's really like, cool. It's so cool to be like, oh yeah, like it's written in the stars. And there's one of my favorite astrologers, Aliza Kelly. She says, if it's in your heart, it's in your chart. And like, I just think that's like such a beautiful way to put astrology, because all the passions that you have inside of you, it's going to be reflected in your chart. 1000%.
That is so beautiful, because honestly, I feel like Christianity and a bunch of like organized religions, a lot of people turn to just because they need an answer.
Yes.
Because like it's really, it's frustrating living on this earth with no answers. Like you don't know anything that's going on.
Yes.
And so for astrology to like, if you feel it, it's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Christianity is like, so
the opposite. If you feel it, it's not real.
We're telling you what it is.
You're not, you know.
And if it doesn't align with this, then but it's like, if you, but with astrology, it's like, if you feel it, then it is real.
Absolutely.
And a lot of organized religion is like, it's accessible and attractive to people. One, because of the community, which is, you know, very similar to fangirling. But two, because they're pulling from all these truths. Like, all these truths about spirituality and about, like, feeling, like, at one with the universe and with each other. But it's kind of, like, twisting it in this way through, like, white supremacy.
Yes.
That, like, makes you question your own instincts. Like, and question, like, your connection to yourself. Like, no queer, no sex, no anything. Your connection to yourself, your connection to others. It's so individualistic, and your connection to like the universe, literally.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and I feel like astrology kind of like took me out of the trenches of that, like white supremacy. Like, although I will say there are some, there's some colonizer astrology stuff that I'm like, be careful what you interact with on TikTok, on anywhere, because some of these white astrologers will try to scare you into their chorus.
Like what? Because I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, they'll be like, they'll be like, Mercury retrograde is going to kill you. You're going to die. Like your health issues with your health. Like you, like once you see that stuff, unfollow immediately.
Yeah.
Because that's
white people love to be scared.
White people love, why do they love to be scared?
They love
shit. They've already scared.
I think
it's because they're not oppressed. Yeah. So they need something to feel real.
Yeah.
What is that?
Adrenaline.
It's weird.
It's also, it's just like the instinct to like want to control and like want to give order to the like.
Oh, and fear is like,
Fear is a good tactic.
Is the best tactic to control.
It's the best. Yeah, it's the best way to control people.
Be afraid of your own sexuality.
Yeah.
Like your own thoughts.
Yes.
Be afraid of your own thoughts. Like, and like, also you're right, because astrology is like, you're not supposed to be scared of the stars.
No.
You're supposed to be explaining things. For you to come in and be like, Mercury retrograde is going to like ruin, fuck up your week.
No.
That is going to fuck up my week.
It will. Because if I have, you think it, it's going to happen.
Yes. If I am having a bad time and then I'm like, oh, Mercury's in retrograde, I can get through this. That's much, but like much, how I would much more prefer to handle it.
Exactly. Yeah. Or like, oh, the clips. And like, yes, there are a lot of truths that are going to be coming to light. There are, but these things have been happening for centuries.
Yes.
And sometimes things are retrograde and you don't even know it.
Right.
Like, think about that. Think about that. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Like, have I been crying in the dark recently? Yes.
And now we have an answer for why.
It's going to be fine next week.
Yeah. We have a 100% track record of getting through things.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Up until this point.
Up until this point.
So don't let people scare you.
Yeah. Because, and that is a powerful tool to just accept all that and like dive into astrology the way that you have.
Yes.
And in the like obsessive way that you have.
Yes.
And I say that to transition into, I would like to play a little game.
Ooh, to my rising, I'm ready. I'm ready.
I want think we should name some characters from your obsessions and walk us through their big three and why.
Okay.
And to begin, can I just say, Raven Baxter?
I think about this all the time.
Okay.
I used to have this game on Bi-Astrology back in the day where you would guess the person's sign based on like whatever, watching the show. And I think about it all the time. I truly think Raven is a fire sign. There's no getting around it.
Interesting.
She is a fire sign.
Absolutely.
And I want to say that she is a Leo, or I could say she's an Aries or a Sag. Like, she just gives fire sign energy.
Yeah, she does. Mm.
I wouldn't say she's a Sagittarius, so I would take Sag out. So I would say she's either a Leo or an Aries.
I have a question about astrology.
Yeah.
Okay, so if your sister sign is a, like, mine is Sagittarius and it's a fire sign.
Yeah.
Are all air and fire signs sister signs?
I think that's right. Correct. Because, yeah, because
it's a clock.
Yeah, because it's a clock. And I'm Scorpio and mine is Taurus and that's an earth sign.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's just interesting.
It is interesting.
It is.
Yeah.
Do you watch Avatar Last Airbender?
No.
Okay. I think that you would really like it.
Really?
Yeah, because it's water, earth, fire, air.
Oh, it's like astrology, but
And coincidentally, I relate most to the airbender. And
I relate most to the firebender.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious.
It is my favorite show. I think Degrassi is Amber's favorite show.
I have to say it's a tie between the two.
But yeah, it's my favorite. This is Appa from Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh. You should get into it, actually.
Is that the same as the one with Zoe Saldana?
No, that's completely different.
Okay.
Avatar Last Airbender came first.
Okay.
But they had been developing Avatar.
Like Caillou looking dude.
Yes.
Okay.
He
just
literally
sure.
looks like Caillou.
He does look like Caillou.
Yes. I thought he was Caillou. You're I was right. like, wait, is this a
He's
sequel
Caillou's
to Caillou?
Caillou?
Yes, yeah. With a tattoo. Yeah.
I did think that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. But you should really watch it. I think because now I kind of want to be like, I kind of want to just know how you feel about Katara because. You might be a guitar, right?
I don't know. See, we don't know.
I like the name, so maybe.
She's water. But you think that Raven might be Aries or Leo?
Aries or Leo, for sure.
Okay.
I could see her being either. I would love if she was an Aries because I love being an Aries.
I would love that for you as well.
Being an Aries sister. But I could also see her having Aries in her chart. Like,
like an
Aries
Mars.
Being like a dominant chart Aries, but like being a Leo.
Yeah. Oh, that would be rough.
What about?
That would be scary.
Yeah, that would be a lot.
That would actually be sad.
Why?
Because I just feel like too much fire and too much Aries. Like, she would start all these projects and then never finish. Start a project, never finish. And then she'd be older. Like, not older, but she'd, like, think about, like, man, I never completed anything. But people think I'm fun.
Wait a second. That's literally what she's going through on Raven's Home.
Oh,
and
really?
I also had a period of that. Like, I went through, because I have, my Aries dominates my chart. It's not just my sun.
Oh.
I don't know where it is, but it's, like, most of my chart is Aries. And I had, like, I used to like make music videos when I was in middle school all to completion. Like I would put them out all the time. Then high school hit and I started shooting full music videos, dragged Amber out into the middle of the winter to shoot one and then never edited them, never completed them, never put them out.
Yeah.
And during college, I was like, well, I guess I'll never finish a project again.
Oh my heaven gracious.
I'm over that. I've overcome it.
Yeah. That's why a chart that's too ruled by too much of that, it would just be, it would be really hard.
Mm.
But if she's going through that on Raven's Home, then maybe she is dominant fire sign.
Yeah, so maybe that's what it is.
What about Chelsea?
Chelsea's a Libra. Okay. I think I've done this before and I've thought about this and I think she's a Libra. She's very diplomatic. She's very like, I don't know, just like, I want to say she's just like a granola white lady that's like, oh, I accept everybody. Like, I'm your friend. Like, I feel like that's like very like cutesy Libra.
I love Chelsea.
And I love Chelsea too.
She does
too.
Remind me of Tiana.
I was about to say, one of my best friends is a Libra.
She was a guest on the show, so people will know who we're talking about.
Yes, Tiana.
Wait,
do a Degrassi one.
Oh. Oh, okay. Spinner?
Oh, Spinner.
And Peter.
I don't know who Peter is.
Okay, Spinner.
I don't know Peter, but I know Spinner. Okay, because I like Spinner.
Okay,
yeah, like something about him. I was like, he gives. I date black girls. Something about him. I'm like,
absolutely.
He was just, like that.
Spinner was very too dumb to be. too harmful, but also he had that whole homophobic episode.
He did?
Yeah, with Marco. Uh-oh. But oh, that, but that again was him being dumb, and Marco was like, I don't himbo? Want you. And then he got over it really quickly.
Oh, I see.
Himbo?
Yeah, he's a himbo. He's a himbo.
Okay, so I actually dated somebody that like kind of reminds me of him, which like that's just sad. I'll unpack that in therapy, whatever. But I dated somebody that was like that, and he was a Pisces.
Okay.
Ooh. Is Spinner really emotional?
Yeah.
That's the thing with Pisces. They act like they're not emotional.
That they
pretend.
Are.
That, and then
it's
meanwhile,
like so transparent.
They're so sensitive.
And then meanwhile, the door closed and they're like,
I thought that is Spinner.
And you're just like, what? And they're like, my mother left me. It's like, it's Tuesday. We're eating dinner. Why are you, where do we get, how did you get here?
No, yeah. That could be very well, yeah, because there's Spinner. He would act like a hard shell, but he was very sensitive and he would take it personally.
Yes.
And he'd be like, what's going on? Like that episode where they were having that dance competition. And
I don't remember this. Okay. My brain is like,
I just remember every single summer. Like I watched all 12 seasons every single summer from seventh grade until senior year.
This is something that she did.
School was out.
Like, I don't remember this. I'm like, why don't I feel like I'm such a fan of this show.
Everything. So to quote, they were having a dance competition and it was going to be Jimmy and Spinner. And then
that's so awkward.
I know. The prize was like some tickets. And so they're like, well, no, we're going to do it separately because I don't like your mix and you can't dance. And then Spinner was like,
can Spinner dance?
Spinner can't dance. Okay. And like, you can't dance. I have to do this on my own. And Spinner's like, you're being racist. Because
Spinner?
Yeah.
No.
He said, because
white men can't dance.
Yeah. Because Jimmy called him a clumsy polar bear. He said, I can't dance. Polar bears are white. I'm white. And you're racist. And Jimmy was like, I'm saying you can't dance because you suck. That's literally what he says. And then they get in a fight. But like,
but not the why do you call him a polar bear?
Polar bears don't dance.
They fumble.
But like, Spinner was like all angry, but he just got his little feelings hurt.
Yeah.
And then also he was like broke and Jimmy was like the rich one. And so he stole Jimmy's iPod. Do you remember that episode?
I don't remember
Stealing an iPod.
Mm-hmm.
And so he stole it to get a new sweatshirt. And it was
a sweatshirt. How much was the sweatshirt? $500,
like $80 or something. Like it was so insane. But Jimmy was rich, and Jimmy was actually being really mean. Like he was literally like ragging on Spinner for not having any money. And it was like, first
that's
of all, this
mean.
Is your parents'
this
money.
Is elitist.
Yeah, it's elitist. It that's is. Your parents' money, and that's your friend. What's wrong with
Why
you?
Why would you do that to a friend? That's so, not very loyal.
Like I don't condone Spinner stealing his iPod.
No.
First of all, he was really messy about it, and he got caught immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't condone it, but I don't condone Jimmy's behavior either.
No,
they were
at
just
all.
Messes.
Yeah. So Jimmy's tart. Was he?
Yeah, Jimmy's given their dynamic.
Because Jimmy was mean.
Because didn't you? You said you stopped watching after Aubrey Graham left the show.
Jimmy was mean. Am I right?
I meant something nasty.
Okay. I loved Jimmy in that show. Like, loved him so hard. And I feel really bad saying that, but I loved Jimmy.
No, he was a cool character.
There were times where he was nice. He helped Marco in the park.
Yeah, he was just, I don't know. There's something about him that I loved.
He defended Marco against Spinner.
Right, exactly.
It's like, the thing with Degrassi is like, they used the ensemble cast to represent every situation.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really easy to pin a personality on them because they could act completely two different ways in a scenario.
In a different,
Because they just needed this character for the situation.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's kind of where it gets complicated.
I would just say that Jimmy is a Scorpio because Drake is a Scorpio.
Okay, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
His sickness. Hair in the season 2 was too far down his neck in the back of his head. And he really needed to get that cut. Go back and watch season 2. It's too
that
far down his neck.
Not what I thought you were going to say.
I didn't know. It bothers me every time.
Unexpected.
His hair
he gets it fixed like in season 3.
Okay.
I do know that he was rapping a lot on the show.
I
he was
know,
just trying to put his
like,
toe
wait, no,
in.
He's actually good.
Yeah.
This guy's actually good.
And then, he's really good.
He's really good.
Oh, Aubrey Graham. His dad is from Memphis, where we're from.
Oh, Memphis.
Okay. I mean, I could go on.
I know. There's so many TV characters that I think about their zodiac signs like constantly.
That is amazing. We'll have to have you back on.
Yeah, I think
we would love
do.
To. And you're going to have to come on my podcast.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. We have
we can
more
talk,
to talk
about all things bi and
hot
bi astrology.
Summer.
Hot bi
please,
summer.
Please.
Yes. Everyone, I don't know when this is going to come out, but
go listen to the Frank Ocean Coachella episode because I listened to that one and my eyes were opened. I loved it.
I don't even remember what I said, but
so
yes.
much. Okay. Yes. So many good things.
Charmy. Where can people find you? Drop people your handles.
People can find me on the internets, on Beyonce's internet. I'm on Instagram at @bi_astrology. Nice. Yeah, that's where I'm at. TikTok. I am on TikTok now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm giving a lot of flowers.
Tea on TikTok. But at Charmy if you dare.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, nice.
If you dare, and we do.
And we our dare. Handles, of course, are at fangirl.central on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Same on TikTok. Mm-hmm. We are doing our Disney Channel musical review soon. So check out the link in our bio for those dates in May and June.
Yes.
Leave a review if you like this episode, if you like this podcast.
Leave a review.
We have a Patreon as well if you're into that type of thing, where we have a Discord where we discuss things, fangirling, all of that.
Absolutely.
And keep it chaotic.
Yeah. Woo! Let the music play for the people.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.